Our county championship form has been disappointing, that's pretty obvious. There is no way that we should be finishing in the bottom two. We haven't scored enough runs, simply. Our bowling has been pretty good. I mean, we've got two of the leading wicket takers in the country, seam bowlers in Tom Bailey and Graham Onions. But there have been times during the season where we've had bad hours, and too many of them. Not bad sessions, but bad hours with the bat. And it's cost us dearly. I mean, when you think about it, we're probably going to go down by 1 point or 2 points. That really is desperate, to think that we couldn't have gleaned an extra couple of points somewhere through the season. Even if we had, it wouldn't have been exactly where we want to be, because we should be a top side. We should be challenging for the title in county championship cricket, and we should be doing that on an annual basis. Our T20 form was good. Unfortunately, on the day, on finals day at Birmingham, it wasn't good enough. We performed poorly in the semi-final. That was doubly disappointing. But to get to finals day was a good effort. Our T20 cricket was good. Our white ball cricket in general has improved. But that doesn't mask the performances that we've had in county championship, which haven't been good enough.
There'll be Lancashire members listening to this, and they will be saying, or some will be, because they do get in touch and you hear from them, and they will say, well, it's been a really disappointing season. You know, people need to be held to account. Changes need to be made in the winter. Is that far too a drastic step for you, or would that be a fair assessment from some Lancashire members?
Well, it's a tricky one. It's not for me to say that. It's for the board to decide what they want to do and what the alternatives are going to be. It's all very well saying you want changes. People say things must change without thinking of the alternatives and without thinking of recommendations that would improve what we've got here. I'm totally confident in the coaching staff we've got, in the players that we've got. We've got to have a little bit of a shift towards encouraging our younger players. One of the things that struck me over the 12 months that I've been doing this job is that we continue to produce quality players through our age groups, and we've done it again this summer. We've had a hugely successful age group summer with winning trophies, winning festivals, getting to finals. The second team has won the T20, and yet somehow we don't have that consistency of approach and of players going through from that level to cement their places at first team level. Having said that, you look at Liam Livingston, you look at Alex Davis, you look at Tom Bailey. Those are just three that I can mention off the top of my head that are young players who've come through. Matty Parkinson, another one, 21 years of age. So we do produce and we do get players into the first team. But what happens then is that, as with all sportsmen, they're prone to fluctuations in form. And this year we've had some of those fluctuations in form with senior players as well. Chanderpaul hasn't scored any runs. Some might say that, well, you could see that coming. Well, fair enough, but he got 800 last year. So what we've had in effect this year is a combination of a collective loss of form with the batsmen, some injuries and some test calls, which we're always going to get. You're always going to get injuries, you're always going to get test calls, and that's no excuse. I'm not making excuses, I'm just stating what happened. What happens then is, of course, that you need to slot in your next group of young players who have come up through the system. So we're looking at your Bahanans and Jones, who'll come into the side and hopefully succeed. Danny Lamb's another one. But you cannot click your fingers and give these lads experience and expect them to be at peak first-class performance levels at this level in their early years and in their early games. It just doesn't happen collectively. You will see bits of it, like we've seen this year from Josh Bahanan. Really encouraging start to his first-class career. Jonesy, in this game here at Hampshire, batted beautifully yesterday, got 60-odd. But it takes time for these lads to get into the rhythm and the groove of first-class cricket. Now, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a magician. I can't click my fingers and make these lads into top-notch first-class cricketers in the space of a very short time. But what we'll have to do is encourage these younger players to play more in the first team.
Relegation, as we know, is now confirmed, so it will be Division 2 cricket next season. Will Division 2 cricket perhaps allow a greater scope for these players to perhaps find their feet in first-class cricket? Because Division 1 is a hugely testing level, isn't it? Well, a year in Division 2 actually perhaps benefits some of these younger players, should they get given a chance, of course.
Well, if I was to say it would be a good thing for us to be in Division 2, I'd get harangued and shouted down. But your question is a good one, and it has merit in that you are right that it should allow a slightly easier bedding in period for some of our young talent. That's not to say that it's going to be easy, because conditions at grounds can differ greatly, pitches can differ, but with a bit of good fortune, and we're only going to have 1 year in the second division, let's be straight about that, 1 year of allowing a crop of young players to get first team experience could be just what we need.
At this stage, are you already looking at kind of recruitment for next season? Are you looking at who perhaps might be an overseas player for next season? Yeah. And how much kind of is that process underway?
We're constantly looking to recruit the right players. We've been looking to recruit batsmen this year. I don't think it's any secret that we were in the hunt for Joe Clark. He chose Nottinghamshire over us, I think primarily because he thought they were guaranteed first division cricket next year. Only just, mind. That would have been a good one, wouldn't it, if we'd just done them by a point. Anyway, not to be. So, yes, of course we are. And I think as things stand at the moment, we'll be looking to try and recruit an overseas player next year who ideally would be a batsman. But overseas players next year are going to be thin on the ground with the World Cup taking place for 8 weeks, and then obviously got an Ashes test, so that precludes probably any frontline Australian. But there are one or two around, and we're actively doing that now and have been for some time.
You mentioned the Rob Jones and the Josh Bahanans have been really kind of encouraging starts in a tough season for Lancashire. Certainly one aspect of the team which has been really good, which is the bowling attack. I mean, you will go into next season with a fabulous resource of bowlers, won't you, I think?
I sincerely hope so. I mean, you talked about recruitment. We've recruited Richard Gleeson from Northants. We've got Saqib, who's come back fit and firing and bowled well in this game. I mean, you've got to really bear in mind that he's hardly bowled much in 2 years for us. I'm really hoping now that with a bit more maturity and age, I mean, he's a young man as well, he's only 22, he is still a fantastic prospect, and he's had a chastening experience with his injuries over a couple of years that will have made him stronger mentally. He probably didn't think so when he was going through all the rehab, etc., but it certainly has. And we've got him coming through. We've got Tom Bailey, who's just gone past 60 wickets this year. We've got Graham Onions, who's rejuvenated himself and us to a degree. Our seam bowling attack is one of the strongest, I think, in the country, in either division. So that's good. We've got Parkey with his leg breaks. Stephen Parry's had an off-season. There have been one or two things that have affected him, both on and off the field. He's had a bit of an injury as well. He's as keen as ever to get himself back into proper nick. So I think I haven't got too many worries about our bowling. Danny Lamb got an opportunity now to come through as one of our premier all-rounders now that Jordan Clark's made his move down to Surrey. Good luck to him there. He'll need it, by the way. And, I'm fine with the bowling. Our batting needs to improve. We know that. Haseeb Hameed is a dilemma for us. I mean, we've given him more opportunity probably than he deserved all through the summer. Far too many games probably. But having said that, I've not seen a more talented young opening batsman in my 40 odd years in the game. The way he played that year for us 2 years ago and then went to India and opened the batting for England, he was everybody's choice as the next Alistair Cook, basically, the right-handed Alistair Cook and his successor. Where his form and function have gone and disappeared to is a complete and utter mystery to us.
You think maybe Division 2 cricket maybe next season for him might not be the best, might be the worst outcome for
no,
him?
No, maybe. I'm obviously very keen that he rejuvenates himself and finds his form again. But having said that, we've got Brooke Guest playing in this game, we've got Josh Bahanan playing in this game. We have got a crop of 18, 19-year-old batsmen who are knocking on the door. We've just signed George Lavelle, who's a wicketkeeper batsman, come through our age group ranks. We've signed him on a summer contract next year. George Balderson, who is a precocious 17-year-old playing for the under-19s, the Young Lions, England Young Lions this winter. We've signed him on a summer. He's only just doing his A-level, so we've signed him on a summer contract. So we're looking to boost our staff by signing good young players and giving them opportunity.
Just on that, that's obviously that's one or two potential new faces for next summer. There's some guys that perhaps coming towards the latter part of their careers and have been with Lancashire for some time. I'm thinking the likes of Carl Brown, Stephen Croft, those type of players that have been in and around it a little bit. Do they still have a future with Lancashire? Is it at this point, is it too early to kind of make a decision on that?
Well, decisions will be made in the next week or so with regard to some of the players on the staff, so I don't really want to go into that now. I'm certainly not going to discuss it in the media before I've spoken to them. All I'll say is that I'm looking to youth now, to the younger end, to take Lancashire forward.
You've had just over 12 months, I think, in the job, aren't you, Paul? Well, yeah. Have you had time to kind of get your head around everything, and are you in a wiser position now than what you were when you've I mean, I appreciate your connections with Lancashire are long, but having been in the job, are you in a much wiser overall position as to what the club is and its direction it should go forward?
I don't think I've ever been in doubt as to where the club should go in direction. We should be one of the premier white ball cricket playing clubs in the country, if not the world, and we should be in the top division of the county championship. That's almost a given, I think. It's how we do it and how we get there that is the challenge. I've been disappointed this year by the performances of the first team, but so are the lads. Let nobody be under any illusion that these lads are not hurting. They are desperately disappointed that they've had such a poor time and not maintained first division status. That is a primary objective of the Lancashire Cricket Club. They've let themselves down and they've let the club down by not maintaining that status. They know that. They are desperately disappointed and they will be trying harder than ever next year to get out of Division 2. There is no question about that. What have I learnt? I've learnt pretty quickly that as Director of Cricket with a remit for all cricket in Lancashire, both recreational and professional, it's the first team's performance that everybody treats as a yardstick as to my success or failure, irrespective of whatever else I may or may not do throughout the club or the county. And I'm no fool, of course, that's the way people will perceive it. So it's been a learning experience in that role. Going forward, I hope to be more successful next year, and I hope Lancashire are.